Bay Mobile.
For HKX. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Patrick. Well, you're out early as usual.
That worm.
Okay. That's a nice way of putting it. But I'm just going to go ahead and use that four-letter word. Off to work we go.
That's for sure. The radio's been quiet this morning, so everybody must have the Monday morning blues.
I guarantee you, some of them are hungover, some of them are just not wanting to go to work, and some of them are just sleeping late because they're collecting their government check.
I hear going to work to pay for it.
Real slap in the face. I worked all my life to pay off my house, pay off all my cars, pay off all my junk. I don't owe anybody anything. But at the end of the year, I got this whopper tax bill just for the privilege of living in it.
There with you, Steve. I get the same treatment.
After so many years, I think that property tax thing ought to just lighten up a little bit. Gee whiz. You know, all these folks out there on fixed income, and they don't get no slack on property taxes or car taxes and all that.
The government's got to waste your money on toilet paper and $300 hammers.
Size of it. Well, did you have a good weekend? I heard you on there several times on Saturday. Was you just hanging out in the house in the rain?
Much. I done something to my back Saturday morning, and I was down with it most all day, Saturday and Sunday.
Is it better today?
I'm moving today, so it's a little better, but it still let me know it's there.
What you've got, it's called HDI.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Honeydew-itis.
Didn't have too much for me to do this weekend, so that wasn't a problem.
So you caught a break. Well, I got one place I got to go and do a real quick repair, and then I got to go finish installing a machine. And I'm going to tell you something. I got just a little small job to do tomorrow, make me about $350. But after tomorrow afternoon, I'm taking the rest of the month off.
Like 2 days?
But you know what? Russell, K-O-2-R-C-L, is that it? That's right, K2RCL Russell. He finished up my building. He did a little modification in some of the structure in my building. And man, he did a good job. It looks great. So anyhow, he did everything except finishing the sheetrock. And I got to go down there. I'm going to spend the rest of the week finishing the sheetrock.
You put your mask on, it'll stop all that dust from getting in your nose.
Tell you what, I saw a funny over the weekend that it's a mask that has the imprint of a face on it with a mask down below the nose. And the guy walks into a car dealership and somebody in the car dealership says, "Please put your damn mask up over your nose." He says, "It is." "Well, no, sir, it's just over your mouth." He says, "No, it is." And he grabs the mask and pulls it down and exposes his real face. It's hilarious.
It would be pretty funny. You could have some fun with that.
Four of them out there. One of them it has no mask at all. And all it is a big, nasty cigar hanging out of a mouth with about half of his front teeth. It just looks rough. I tell you tell you what, I may have to get me one of those.
On today.
Putting in a digital imaging system on a veterinarian's x-ray unit and finishing up installing the x-ray machine. So I'm going to get over here and see what I can accomplish.
Trip made up to Asheville Saturday?
Did not go Saturday, went Sunday and went up there and, yeah, man, I bought two motors and some other goodies and all kind of good stuff.
Why do y'all go to Asheville when there's a hobby store down here? Is there that big a difference in price?
The hobby store over in Easley stocks the absolute bare minimum of the most common stuff used. And they stock extremely little of any kind of plastic hobby stuff. You know, like for plastic kits and this kind of stuff for folks to build those. And they're nice folks over there, but they just don't have any stock.
It's curious because normally it's the other way around. You got to come down here to get anything.
True, but Asheville does have a store called Hobby Town. And they do the trains, and they do the radio control aircraft, and the radio control cars, and I mean a whole boatload of other types of hobbies and crafts. It's not like Atlanta, but it's a moderately well-stocked store. It did pretty good.
That's good to know. Hey, I've been playing with that DMR radio last week. You'll have to check it out sometime.
Putting it in your truck?
I am. My 5100 for 2 meter. I can listen on the repeater I have it programmed in, but I just use my ID5100. It's easier to talk with the mic.
Huh. Well, now, okay, so the DMR radio you've got is a handheld?
Got the 878 Anytone and the Skybridge from Bridgecom.
I believe that's what my buddy has. And, can you take that Skybridge out in your truck and use it out in your truck?
I set it up on my Wi-Fi system in here for just like my regular computer's on. I've got it set up on my hotspot for Verizon, and then it's the hotspot for the radio.
Okay, so how much you have to pay? When I get the hotspot built into the phone.
I have to come back with that last transmission you broke up.
I've got the hotspot built into your phone, and then that goes to your Skybridge.
Pretty much, I do have a separate hotspot. I don't use my phone for it from Verizon. I have one just dedicated as a hotspot.
Ah, okay. Okay. So what does that cost you?
Be honest with you, I don't really know. It's just like an extra line on my plan. So, but I use it for business. Everything I do is online during the day, so I have to have it. And it was easier to leave it hooked up with a computer than waiting for the computer to hook up every time I walk back into the truck or trailer for them to sync back up.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, well, you're kind of a special situation. Anybody else like me, would it work off the hotspot on my phone?
It would.
Well, what I was looking at was that Anytone 4-band, 10.6, 2, and 440, and the, well, no, I think it's 6, 2, 440, and DMR.
I haven't seen that one yet. I know they got the tri-bands out there, the UHF, VHF, and then the 220 band. And then DMR.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yep. Is So anyhow, I was thinking about putting one of those in my truck. But I got so much going on right now, I just had to pull the trigger.
A definite learning curve, let's put it that way. But there is a lot of useful information online about how to set everything up. And if you buy it from Bridgecom, you can actually get their training videos. They call it the Bridgecom University, where you can sit down and watch them. And they're usually short little videos on different segments on how to do different little things, so you don't have to watch the whole thing at one time.
Yeah, I've seen that up there. I just haven't accessed it yet. I guess you got to buy a radio before you can access it, right?
No, you can just pay for it, but I would recommend just buying a radio, and that way you got it.
It's kind of putting the cart before the horse. I want to see and learn the information before I make the purchase because, you know, depending on what all is involved with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and there's a lot of free YouTube videos from Bridgecom on that stuff there. So if you just went to their YouTube page, you can watch most all that there.
Okay. So I get enough information there to make an intelligent decision.
No, most normal people would, Steve.
Easy now, easy.
We're wide open on that one.
Hanging flat, fastball, wasn't it?
But it was fun.
And now?
Yep.
Yeah, boy, I'm over here in front of the Dodge dealership in Sparkleburg.
The other way, then.
Really does do a good job. You know what?
It does a really good job down here this way. And I guess that's how it's set up, is down in this valley here. When you cross the ridge over there, there's lots of little spots because the mountains are in the way.
You don't want to be shadows with anything you do, including in downtown Greenville. Get down there in all those buildings, you're going to get reflection and picket fencing and all that kind of stuff.
But like going, I've noticed right through the center of Bavard, or not right in the center, but pretty much all of the Bavard town, you can't hit this repeater, or I can't. Once I get through, I can hit it, but I can't while I'm going through Bavard.
South right.
Tell my wife it might be time to lift the excursion. That way I can get a little more height out of it. And, you know, height is might.
I hear you. Well, I mean, you just need to put up about a 10-foot rod on your truck.
I think there's another station trying to break in, Steve, so we'll give him a second to get in.
Thank you. Now, Patrick, there went the neighborhood, buddy. I'm going to tell you what. Oh, hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing good, Steve. Patrick's been doing a good job of pile driving you, so I hadn't had to jump in here. He missed one opportunity, but I let it slip. Did you come down Highway 9 going to Spartanburg?
No. I just take Asheville Highway right straight down to 26.
Okay. You were sure strong to me direct not long ago. But, well, I saw the little thing about the mask. That was funny that you were telling Patrick about. I got a little levity for you on a Monday morning if you're ready.
And I'm on a straight stretch. Go for it.
Put down on his luck, walked up to this big southern mansion and knocked on the door and said, man, I need some money. I'm hungry. And it looks like in this nice house, you can wonder if you'd give me some money for a meal. And she said, no, but I got some work to do around here. Can you paint? A good painter. She said, well, my back porch needs painting back there, and there's some paint back there and some brushes, and you just go to it and come back here in a couple hours and I'll give you some money for food. He said, that's great, ma'am. Back there and paints for a while and comes back and knocks on the door and says, I'm finished. And she said, well, here's your money. He said, but by the way, ma'am, that's not a Porsche. That's a Lamborghini.
Yeah, boy. Time to get the hose out or the pressure washer and go at it.
And over here laughing.
Any problem with that? We both know some people that would be just about that slow.
Would say they walk among us.
Right, and I'm hitting a shadow. Am I still in there?
Strong copy.
Well.
Yes, sir.
Use that four-letter word again. Work.
Bojangles does a twofer special. They had steak biscuits for a long time. Man, I love those. But this pork chop biscuit is not dry. It's pretty good. They're doing two for $5. That's a nice deal.
Which Bojos are you hitting up there at Landrum?
No, up the street from my house.
That's right. It's 20 minutes to 8. You get a normal start and I'm out early.
Trick out. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to have to hop out anyway. I've got to get this business opened up here. KO4 HKX. Enjoyed the conversation this morning, fellas. And I'll be clear on your final.
Go be a dirty, rotten capitalist, Patrick. Hope you do well today. 73s. Bill? Still there? Booms expanded. K2RCL. Russell did it for me over the weekend. All I got to do is just finish the sheetrock, and man, let me tell you what. That's going to be me and the grandkids' train room.
You tell everybody about it. Sounds nice.
Work I go, trying to get enough pennies to rub together so I can buy some track mail.
Train do you run? Is that bigger than HO?
You know the big ones that you see running into restaurants? Those are G. And the next one's down. Smaller is O gauge, and then there's HO, that's what you're familiar with, and then the little bitty tiny ones are N gauge. So I'm on the O gauge.
Need some more biscuit. I'm on 26, I call it northbound, I don't know what they call it.
You'll get me now, you got me?
Never lost you, Steve.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm on the O gauge. And it's not the big ones like you see in the restaurants, but it's the next one down.
It's, how much track you going to put down?
Well, it looks like it's going to be about 45 or 50 feet.
First.
We're going to have three switch outs.
Nice. So you're going to... Did you build new space, or did you incorporate the little paint room you already had?
Remember, you go in my personnel door, the regular door into my building, and there's that first office. And then right behind it, I had another area the same size where I had my little workbenches and shop. Well, I doubled that space. So that room is now 12 and a half by 24.
Just extend it on out toward the, where the Mustang was sitting. That empty space there is now office two.
Ran it enclosed out to the, Mustang, where the Mustang was sitting.
That'll be nice. Is just the expansion going to have track, or did you consume any of what I call the little model paint room in the middle?
Rearranged that room, so about 4 or 5 feet of it will be accessible by the train if I need to. But no, just that 12 by 12 room. Well, actually, it's going to be about 12 or 13 by 12 is going to be the full train room.
Trees and a depot and all that stuff, or just the train?
Well, believe it or not, I've got Sue all up in this thing, and she's going to paint mountains as a background on the wall, and I'm going to have a coal tipple and a small town out in front in the flat area of it, and then we're going to have nice blue sky up on the rest of the wall up high, so it's going to get kind of interesting, and she's going to do all that. You know, she's real, real, real artsy.
So you got to name the town. I think Gardnerville is a good name.
So the town is going to be Paintsville, Kentucky, and the coal temple is going to be named after the town my granddad lived in, which was Crummies, Kentucky.
Did you say Crummy?
C-R-U-M-I-E-S.
Oh, Crummies. Okay. Interesting.
Physically, there's some remnants of where it was, but in actuality, the town doesn't exist anymore.
After you moved out.
Coal mine played out, and all there was just a school, company store, and housing for the miners that worked in the mine, and that mine was open from about 1895 to about 1970.
So I bet they got a lot of coal out in that length of time. My grandparents used to burn coal in their fireplace. They had central heat, but just for fun in the winter, he always had a big pile of coal delivered. And I'd have to go get him a bucket of coal, and I'd love to watch flame come out of a rock. That was just fascinating to me.
Listen, I'm destinated over here. I've got to go in and make a change on a machine, and I'll be back out in about 15 minutes. I'll try to catch you before when I get back out here, okay? So, 73s, I'll be back. KN4 BWA, I'm clear.
That would if we never give up.